Good afternoon. I'm Maureen McEwen, and this is The Response, a national news show on the COVID-19 pandemic in Canada. The COVID-19 pandemic has led to a demand for personal protective equipment and medical devices across the country and worldwide. The federal government will spend $2 billion to attain more medical supplies for frontline workers. The Prime Minister made the announcement Tuesday.
Demand for these goods is going up, so we're making sure Canada is ready to keep up. That's why our government is also allocating $2 billion to purchase protective personal equipment, including for bulk purchases with provinces and territories. This includes things like more masks and face shields, gowns, ventilators, test kits and swabs, and hand sanitizer. Protective personal equipment is essential to protect our healthcare workers who are on the front lines of this fight.
The Prime Minister said that Canada must be self-reliant and not depend on other countries to meet its needs for medical equipment. 2 weeks ago, the government implemented the Canadian Industrial Sector Mobilization Plan to fight COVID-19. Canadian industries are adapting their production and working with the government to manufacture essential equipment, including ventilators, testing kits, and surgical masks. According to the Prime Minister, the supply should be available in a few weeks. The government has already signed supply contracts with three Canadian manufacturers. Five other companies have signed letters of intent. Over the last week, the Prime Minister said the government has heard from over 3,000 Canadian businesses that are interested in helping. With April looming, many Canadians have been concerned about making monthly payments. The Prime Minister has confirmed that his government is in talks with Canadian financial institutions to lower their interest rates on unpaid credit card balances. A new system of government loans with lower interest rates than banks is under consideration. Over the last week, a series of emergency economic measures have been announced to support Canadian businesses and workers throughout COVID-19, including wage subsidies and business accounts. The Prime Minister has confirmed that the Canadian Armed Forces are ready to respond during the pandemic in Canada if requested by provinces or territories. To date, the federal government has yet to receive any requests for intervention. If that were to change, the Armed Forces could be in charge of logistics, like transporting medical equipment by helicopter to support communities and frontline workers. Up to 24,000 Canadian troops could be mobilized to fight the pandemic. Minister of Defense Harjit Sajjan.
I've been in contact with my international partners and colleagues to learn from their experiences. With that information and looking at the possible needs across Canada, I directed the Chief of Defence Staff to develop a plan that would allow us to support a domestic response to COVID-19 based around three priorities. To support the efforts to slow the spread of COVID-19. To provide support to vulnerable communities across Canada. To assist our provincial and territorial partners with logistics, including directly supporting municipalities if needed. And I also want to stress that this response to COVID-19 would occur while still maintaining our ability to respond to possible flooding or forest fires.
As of 9 a.m. on March 31st, the Public Health Agency of Canada has reported 7,708 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 89 deaths. Over 236,000 people have been tested. COVID-19 is now in all Canadian provinces and territories except Nunavut. Quebec has the highest amount of confirmed cases, with 3,430 as of noon today. Canada's Chief Public Health Officer, Dr. Theresa Tam, said the primary concern right now is the spread of the virus in enclosed communities where vulnerable people reside. There are currently outbreaks in long-term care homes, Indigenous communities, and a correctional facility. Tam reiterated that there are serious consequences for high-risk populations, but that no one is spared from severe outcomes. Adults under 40 account for 10% of hospitalizations. Canada.ca has an online self-assessment tool and other COVID-19 resources available. This was The Response for March 31st. For more information on COVID-19, check reliable sources like your local health authority, the Public Health Agency of Canada, or the World Health Organization. This show is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada. The responses sound clips are made available through a partnership with the Canadian Public Affairs Channel.